clear enough.
Triangle.
Yeah. And what do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long? Comes down.
Just a kind of a downpour.
Downpour.
Yeah.
You ever hear in the old days any other terms for that?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Got
that.
Some interesting ones. A goose drowner, gully washer, toad strangler.
Gully washer.
Used to use that.
To know. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You ever hear toad strangler?
No.
No? Also a lighter knot floater.
Yeah, that was one of the terms too. You know, when they come a heavy rain though. A lighter knot floater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle.
Mm-hmm. And the things that hold the logs in the fireplace?
Andiron.
Uh-huh. In the old days, you ever call them anything else?
Called them fire dogs.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the small pieces of wood that you use to start the fire?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. And the pieces that caught fire very quickly?
Splinters.
Splinters?
Light wood.
Light wood.
Fat stuff, you know.
Real fat stuff. And
that's the thing of the past, though, now.
Yes, it is. Young people wouldn't even know that.
Why, certainly not.
No.
I say young people now, here, we older folks, they wouldn't believe things that we tell.
That has happened
way back when I was a child, you know, when I was a young lady, you know.
Things have changed so fast.
It has changed so fast.
That's hard to keep up. When you used to, did you ever have anything that was very big to keep clothes in? You could move it around, but it was very big. You'd hang clothes up in it.
Wardrobe.
Uh-huh. And if it's built into the house, what do you call it?
The closet.
Uh-huh.
Closet.
And what do you call these boards here?
Weatherboarding.
Okay. And we're sitting now in...
under a porch.
Uh-huh.
Under the porch shelter, which isn't in the porch.
Did you ever used to call that a different term?
They used to call them piazza.
Piazza?
That's when I was a child, that's what the porch was called.
I see.
P-I-Z-Z-A, I think it was. P-I-A-Z-Z-A, I believe.
Would it be any bigger than this?
Well, sometimes they used to have them smaller than this, sometimes larger than this, you know.
Just the way they called porches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a small porch, like... just a little bit of something over your back door.
That's a stoop.
Uh-huh. And back on the farm, what'd you call the place where you kept the cows before you milked them?
Called it the cow pens, or the stall. We milked in the stall and called them lots. The cow lots, you know.
You kept them in the lot before you put them in the stall?
Put them in the stall to milk them.
Uh-huh. And did you ever have any rocks or stone around enough to make a fence?
We live here and it's a flat country. We don't have rocks here, not big rocks, you know.
And what'd you call the thing about like this with a handle on it made of wood and you put water or milk in it?
Water bucket.
Uh-huh. And if it was made out of metal, what'd you call it then?
Well, now we usually had a metal milk bucket and a wooden water bucket for the house.
I see.
We kept our water, drew it out of a well, you know, and put it in a bucket and set it on a shelf and drank water out of a gourd.
Out of a gourd? Uh-huh. I bet you don't get water that good anymore either, do you?